Cassie Olin is the business manager for the Sitka School District and also the director of food service. She's scheduled to deliver a talk called Local Food Success Stories as the conference gets underway Thursday morning. Sitka's Fish to Schools program began 4 years ago with fishermen donating 500 pounds of salmon for school lunches once a month. This year's contribution was a healthy 4,000 pounds, including halibut, black cod, and rockfish.
Sitka's a very giving community. Not very many ports within the state will donate their catch to the school district. That alone is the big thing that we have.
But thanks to a state-funded program called Nutritional Alaskan Foods in Schools, Olin was able to start purchasing local seafood instead, about $40,000 worth over the past 2 years, plus a lot of other Alaskan products.
Three cows from up north, so we have ground beef, some stew meat, some roast, some steaks that we've had that are Alaska grown, and then we've also done some pork and some chicken, and then we've gotten some vegetables from around the state though, that's been put into the lunch program also.
The state spent roughly $3 million across 52 districts last year in the Nutritional Alaskan Foods in Schools grant. While Olin is not optimistic that the funding will survive in the state's current budget crisis, she is hopeful that the district can fall back on donated fish. Fishermen and processors have taken pains to accommodate the district, she says. Additional processing by Sitka Sound Seafoods, for instance, has made fish lunches more cost-effective and safer for young children.
They are actually deboning it for us, which saves many, many hours of labor and pulling pin bones for any of these meals. So that in itself has allowed us to have salmon or any kind of seafood on our menu once a week.
The Southeast Farm and Fish to Schools Conference is a collaboration between the Southeast Conference and the Sustainable Southeast Partnership. The overarching theme of the conference is food security and sustainability, according to organizer Leah Heifetz. Cassie Olin and Lexi Fish from the district's main partner, the Sitka Conservation Society, are two of about 30 speakers on the two-day agenda, which also has an entrepreneurial track. Sitkan Bobby Daniels is scheduled to present on local farming. Heifetz says most schools around the region are implementing some kind of Fish to Schools program, but Sitka is pioneering the way toward sustainability.
I think that there are quite a few challenges that go along with using local foods in the school lunch program. Along with those challenges, there have been a lot of really innovative and creative strategies that the schools in Southeast have come up with. So, you know, Sitka is an example of how they're able to sustain the Fish to Schools program. You know, they have a curriculum that goes along with it. And it sounds to me like the way that they're able to do it is really to create community around the fish in the schools.
And creating community seems to come naturally to Cassie Olin. Earlier in the year, when the kitchen at Kitgushihin Elementary was short-staffed, Olin would trade her spreadsheets for an apron in the dining hall.
I'd go down there every day for lunch and help serve the kids. Yeah, I enjoy it. It's actually one of those parts of my days I enjoy.
And is it unusual for a school district business manager to be preoccupied with local foods? Not if you grew up on a farm in Iowa. I've traded black dirt for the ocean, Olin says. Sitka schools now enjoy fish lunches every Wednesday. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.